39-year-old Tony Musulin had been a driver for armored car company Loomis for 10 years. Last Thursday, after making a pickup at the Bank of France, Musulin and 49 sacks of cash simply disappeared. Police briefly thought Musulin could have been the victim of a holdup, but after discovering his empty vehicle ditched near the bank, he became the main suspect. Xavier Rochot is a public prosecutor in the city of Lyon where the heist took place. He had obviously prepared this very well, says Rochot. His bank accounts had been closed, his apartment was neat with no papers laying around, even his fridge had been cleaned out. Musulin was single and had no children. Co-workers described him as shy and even a loner. But on Facebook, he's become a hero. There's one packet of cash that won't finish in the pockets of traitors and bankers, wrote one of Musulin's hundreds of admirers on the Tony Musulin for President Facebook page. Hats off to you, artist, wrote another. Musulin's fresh, blue-eyed face now stares out from wanted posters at French train stations and airports as authorities hope to catch him before he flees the country. Another Facebook subscriber predicted it was already too late. At this moment, he's under the coconut trees with a big smile and a scotch. Enjoy, Tony. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.